So, Scott, how big is your farm right now?
Right now, well, we originally topped out at about 400 acres. Now we're down to less than 100 because of the inroads made by citrus greening.
Yeah, so what's it like to be a citrus grower right now?
It's the citrus grower that is my size is in very choppy waters. The cash flow is the problem. We don't have anything to combat the bottom line, and that's what it's all about. And the disease is horrific in that it takes away your whole cash flow in a year, 18 months, is just a whole different operation. And the healthier trees that are remaining are still viable and productive, but if any tree had any kind of problem, disease, anything wrong with the vascular system of the tree, they're already gone.
So you said you're at one quarter of what you were, what, a few years ago?
Absolutely. I'm more like about 15% from where I was because some of the groves have died.
Have you sold off?
Yes.
Hundreds of acres?
Yes.
To people who are going to develop
people.
It?
No. People mostly from South Florida, some growers, but more than likely it's going to be somebody that wants a ranchette.
So, Mike Sparks, when I spoke to you last, I think about a year ago, things were looking very grim indeed for the citrus industry. Has anything changed? Do we have any bright spots now?
You know, I think we really do. It's a most difficult time. It still continues to be a crossroads for the Florida citrus growers. Production costs are high. It is difficult to grow, raise, and make a citrus grove productive. And yet there's some good signs. The crop is down, no doubt, 50% of where we were. But last year the crop was down not nearly as much as it was the year before. That's at least some encouragement that we might have bottomed out or soon will bottom out. Some of the research that has concluded and ongoing has provided some additional tools for the grower to combat the psyllid, the bug that takes the disease from tree to tree. And there's some encouragement on the tree itself, whether it's additional nutrients, it's some positive signs, and new rootstocks on the way. It's not going to be the same citrus industry as we know. You're going to see more trees per acre, higher density. As mentioned by Scott earlier, the production costs are at an all-time high record, 2-3 times where we were prior to Hong Long Bing.
Hong Long Bing is the technical word for citrus greening.
Greening, yes. Mm-hmm. You'll hear greening, you'll hear HLB or Hong Long Bing. It's the same devastating disease that is just a disaster for the Florida citrus industry. So some positive things that are available and growers that have to make a total commitment financially as well as good agricultural practices, that's what's going to make it for the Florida citrus industry.